here. I hope you understand my accent. English is my fourth language, so I'm suffering with it, but God is good. This morning here, we were talking with Pastor Matt and so on. He said that people here are from different groups, ethnic groups and so on. I said, you know, and we were talking, and I said, well, you probably follow the scriptures, you know, like Jesus taught us to pray on earth as it is in heaven, you know, so we're preparing for the heaven because it will be quite international up there, you know, so, and we will have lots of joy. That's actually the biggest reward for following Christ, real joy of salvation. Well, of course, you know, we had good worship music here, you know, so it's great to worship and sing hallelujah together in many different languages and so on. But real joy is not only in a smile and an easy life, you know, on a beach. It's also through suffering. I have seen, and I think most of you have experienced real joy, even with a tear in your eye. So it is much, real joy of salvation. It goes much, much deeper than just a simple life. And when you go internationally, especially in Siberia where I grew up, it's different. So, and everybody has their own challenges. And I think God is so good to us and loving that He allows challenges in our lives that we finally get to know real joy, the truth, the way, life. So, you know, people, the challenges are different. So I'm personally, God has blessed our lives, you know, and so on. We had 40 blessed, loving years of marriage, but 1.5 years ago, my wife, before her time, basically, suddenly passed away. So let me sing a Russian song. You know, I'm not competing with a worship team, you know, but the Russians love to sing in a minor key. So it sounds sometimes sad, you know, but there is joy in it as well. So I will sing a song and... So that you understand what I'm singing about, there's a lyric, you know, some of the what I'm singing about. So, like I said, you know, there are difficulties, but at the same time, there is joy, deep joy in salvation of Christ. Не печалься, все пройдет, и растает сердце лед. Только ты молись, только ты. Не находишь ты приют, и тебе сейчас не ждут. Ты не унывай, ты не унывай. И покажется тебе, солнце светит не тебе. Этому не верь, этому не верь. Все проходят сложный путь, все, кто на земле живут. Это так дано. Это так дано. Если боль сдавила грудь, тебе вторят все забудь. Не смущайся ты, не смущайся ты. За печалью и тоской, радости в душе покой. Даст тебе Господь, даст тебе Господь. Но и сам твори добро, оскудело ведь оно. Всем, кто тебя ждет, всем, кто тебя ждет. Есть несчастье тебя, крест безропотно неся. Веруют и ждут, веруют и ждут. Господи, помилуй нас. Господи, помилуй нас. Господи, помилуй нас. Господи, помилуй нас. Господи, помилуй нас.
Господи, помилуй нас.
Yeah, we all need God's mercy. And God's mercy is there every morning. You know, so for that reason, even if we did something not so good yesterday or today, tomorrow will be a new day, and we can count on God's mercy. He is loving. So let me go through some of the slides, you know, and so on. So I really think, you know, we are today, and my message is about missions, and I call it the cell cycle for missions. And based on Romans 13, so basically, you know, cell, like there's a David star, you know, you see six pieces, so the cell, I don't know, you call it mobile phone, yeah? This is a mobile phone? So the Americans call it cell phone, you know, the Russians actually call it all сотовая связь, cell phones, like from the cells, you know, in that sense. The Germans, they call it, they use an English word, not a German word, handy. They say, okay, do you have, could you give me your handy number, you know? So it's quite interesting that the Germans use an English word, you know, but cell phones, so that's quite common, you know, and so on. So there is that kind of the verbs that I want to take out of Romans 10, starting with 13, yeah. So whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him to... In whom they have not believed. How will they believe in him who they have not heard? And so on. So I don't want to take your time in that. So you know these scriptures. I like to emphasize, and very briefly, the verbs. And some of them are very clearly said. You know, there's a cycle. You know, there's a real cell cycle. And so next picture. So, you know, this is a cell type, cell picture, and I want to say in the middle is Jesus. And Jesus is everything. Like Jesus, when he was on this earth, he said, well, you know, to the Jews, well, you know, kind of, read the Torah, read the prophets. They talk about me, about Jesus. Jesus, John, you know, the apostle, he says, that is a word. That's basically, he's a creator. He created us, you know, so every one of us. So Jesus is in the middle. So it's interesting. Lately, I will share more about Islam, you know, the Muslim world, especially in Central Asia. So, you know, they in Islam, they often quite mad at Christianity because of some historical things, you know, that happened. But no Muslim can afford to say anything bad about Jesus, about Isa. Isa is the best prophet in whom is light, in whom there's life. And so, you know, later I will show our national director, the Kyrgyz, you know, who used to be the director of national TV, you know, in Kyrgyzstan, but how he became a believer. You know, first he thought he's a Kyrgyz, so he has to become a Muslim. And then his mullah, his teacher, told him, he said, actually, he asked him about Jesus, you know, is it our guy or is it a strange guy, you know, foreigner? And then the top teacher, you know, the Muslim teacher told him, actually, it's our prophet, but the Russians took him and made them to their god. So that was the explanation, you know. So Christianity, the Orthodox Christianity there. So he's our guy, you know, our person. Yes, he's actually our. We actually should read the Gospels, the Injil, you know. So, but we are not so good at that, so we better. So it gave him an interest and made him curious about Jesus, about Isa, Masih, you know. And so on. He got to know him. And so whoever gets to know Jesus experience salvation. So let's go fastly through. First hearing, you know, like from this. Then believing, I just run through. And then calling. Then following. You know, following is not directly mentioned in Romans 10, but it is in it. You cannot, when you're called, you know, you cannot not follow him. So we have to become disciples. And the next one is going. And going, I want to stop here a little bit. Talking with my friend Graham, you know, and Elizabeth, who are here, you know, so they have been missionaries in New Guinea, I think, yeah, it's New Guinea, and so on, very mission-minded elderly couple, and so he said, well, lately, we don't emphasize the going very often, you know, we stay in our walls, and we think it's okay, you know. But going is, I remember one of the professors I had in Germany, and so, and he said he liked to preach about the beautiful feet. You know, that was his, one of his favorite topics, you know. And Apostle Paul talks about the beautiful feet, you know. Going is very important. Well, sometimes you don't have to go to Siberia, you know, where I grew up, but or some others, you know, like it was mentioned today. People from all over coming to us, you know, but it is a going. We have to cross some lines to share the good news, to share Jesus. So going is very important. And then the last one, sharing, you know. So we have to share. We cannot. God has given us the tongue to speak, to share. Well, some people might not be able to speak. Then they have to share different ways. But sharing is very important. And then, of course, hearing, you know. And I always, in the radio ministry, in the media, you know, kind of, We use the tongue more than other people probably, but I said always, you cannot say something meaningful if you have not listened. So listen so you have something to share, and share that it would be worth it to listen to. So that's one in our seminars, you know, in the media ministry, where I always talk about that, you know. So we have to listen to the Word of God, basically to Jesus. Jesus is in the center. You know, Jesus is our Savior. He is our Lord. And so, and that is, okay, you know, I came from the Middle East, from the Jewish, you know, group, but He is our Lord, our Savior. He is our Creator, not only our Savior. He created us, and He will rise us from the dead. And there will be eternal joy. So, that's a short, brief message to mission, this the cell cycle for missions. But let me illustrate a few things. Next picture. Like, I remember growing up in Siberia, you know, so we didn't have Bibles. They were all confiscated. And my parents became believers before I was born, so I heard the gospel. So we were part of the so-called underground church. We never met underground, but it was not official, you know, not allowed. There was persecution. One of my aunts spent 2 years for sharing the Christmas stories with children. That didn't happen to everyone. You know, it depended on the local government and so on. So we did lots of crazy things, you know, sharing the gospel, and we didn't end up in prison. So it depended. But it was difficult. And there on FEBC Radio, at that time via shortwave from the Philippines, and that was in the late 60s, on the mid-60s when I was still young. And so there was one program, they called it Bible Dictation. Can you imagine somebody on shortwave slowly reads the scriptures and we copy it down by hand? So many, many of us, we had hand copies of the scriptures. I remember later during I was a bad soldier, you know, because I disagreed, but in the Soviet military, you know, in the far north, you know, where I was. And so they promised me prison time, actually, because I didn't agree with them and didn't follow their orders in that sense. But I remember I was so hungry for the scriptures, for the Word of God, but we didn't have anything. Anything was confiscated, so I didn't have anything. So I found an atheistic book, для верующих и неверующих, so it's basically, it was a special atheistic propaganda book for believers and non-believers. That's how the title was. Yaroslavsky was the author of it, so godless man. And so I found that book, and you know, there in the godless, in the atheistic propaganda, he quoted scriptures. So I took them, you know, and I picked them out, memorized them, you know, those quotations that he had, that godless man, you know, tried to convince me that there is no God. But for me, that was the Word of God right there in between. And so later I told some soldiers, some friends of mine, you know, that I was so appreciative of that book. And I felt later so sorry that I shared that with them, because they had to take that atheistic propaganda book off the shelves as well. So they took it off, so I couldn't enjoy those quotations, you know, so unfortunately. But God is good, in spite, you know, so some people don't have the scriptures or didn't have the scriptures. They have the nature, Apostle Paul, you know, in Romans 1, you know. So God is revealing himself. Now, after so many years, you know, so there is the scripture. So this is the Bible that you see in Kazakh language. That's one of the, you know, the new countries in Central Asia. And they had portions of the scriptures, but several years ago, they finally, Bible Society, did the full book, full Bible translation. So we rejoice in it. You know, the Kyrgyz and Uzbek and so all those stands, you know. So let's have the next picture. So, you know, like I said, you know, the Word of God, it comes from the truth, from the way of truth. And, but of course, hearing, you know, and believing. And so this is a few years ago, we got a frequency, an FM station in Toktogul, that is a part of Kyrgyzstan. And so, and we just had started to broadcast, and then we went into the city and saw some students, young people with their cell phones, you know, the cell phones, and we explained that. I don't know in Australia how it is, but in the US and Germany, nobody listens to radio on the smartphone, you know, so, but over there, you can listen to FM radio on the smartphone as well there, you know, so there are apps like that and so on. So we, Janusz, you know, next to me there, so he's explaining and showing how to do that, and they were very excited. So can you imagine in that whole city, there's no church. There were a few Christians to our knowledge, you know, we met them. So let's have the next picture. So, for example, on the very left, that tall guy, he's a teacher in high school, and he's a basketball player, so teaches PE, so he's a very tall guy. So, but I could tell you long, long stories about this Volodya, you know, and so on. So he actually is a Tatar people, but living in Kyrgyzstan, and then he went to Kazan, you know, to Tatarstan, and became a believer, and went to Bible school, and then went back to share the gospel. But he and his wife, both teachers, and so on, it was so good to meet. So we have at least, we can tell our listeners in that city, you know, to get in touch with them and so on, and then get more discipled and so on. So let's have the next picture. I'll run through it. So that was a few years later in Narin. That's a city, another city in Kyrgyzstan, where we opened a station. And that is that guy that you see there. So he had a shop in his close to his house, like a mechanical shop. He is, to our knowledge, what we know, the first believer in that city. The first believer. So can you imagine to meet people that first hear the gospel? So I remember a bit way back in East Siberia, you know, in the 90s, in the so-called wild 90s, when Russia opened up or Soviet Union opened up. And so we went to the city Krasnokamensk, so Red Rock, that's there's their mines, but next to the border with China. And so I have, you know, like, there I was, and there and people. No churches, no Christians there. There are now churches, a few churches, couple churches there. And people, very educated, was a close city, very, very kind of communist, you know, because it was, they mined uranium and so on there. And so people came to me, like we shared the gospel in the 90s. And so they came to me, may I touch you? I said, why? Well, you're the first person who it seems that really shares, that believes in God and really believes it, you know, not just says it, but believes it. You sound so okay that you really sincerely believe in it. May I touch you? To be touched by people as a first believer, you know, that's something else. I remember after when we immigrated and so on, ended up in the West and so on, I remember visiting a church in San Francisco in California, and I gave my testimony. It was interpretation. I didn't speak English yet at that time. And so some people in the church came to me, and that was in the late 70s actually, 79. Some people came to me and said, may I touch you? Well, why? Well, you are from the Soviet Union, you know, first person I see, and you don't have horns, you know, so you are still a human, you know, so may I touch you? So that was also an interesting experience, being touched like a first guy from the communist kind of Soviet Union, you know. So, but I liked it more in the Red Rock City, you know, in Siberia, you know, to be touched like a first believer, you know, sincere believers. But anyway, so it's exciting to see the first people who come to know the Lord. And he is now doing the follow-up for our listeners, you know, and so we broadcast 24/7. Next picture. So, and let's have the voice of Aynura. So she's a Kyrgyz lady, you know, in our studio in Bishkek, and so broadcast, I don't know if we have the voice or not. No, so, well, okay, if it doesn't work with the voice, that's fine. So, but I just wanted to let you hear the Kyrgyz language, how it sounds. So maybe in the future, maybe it will work, but no, if not. So Aynura is one of the Kyrgyz, one of our Kyrgyz broadcasters. So they are, well, not voice, but that's okay. So basically, we have young people. That's a Kyrgyz language. That's how Kyrgyz sounds. It's a Turkic language group, but there are lots of stans, like Central Asia, you know, like I always ask the question, you know, I'm coordinating the ministry in Eurasia, but not total Eurasia, like you have a back map. Eurasia is huge, you know, but it's mainly Eastern Europe and then, you know, kind of the Russia, Ukraine and Central Asia. Often we talk about Far East and Southeast Asia, like Thailand, we heard a lot about. Then I always ask, you know, for some reason, West Siberia, West Asia, we call Middle East, you know, so that's West Asia continent. But you know what North Asia is? Siberia. That's North Asia, actually. And so we really broadcast there. But the Central Asia, that we have done that in the last about 10 years. A little more than 10 years. We used to broadcast via shortwave some of the programs, the Kazakh, Kyrgyz, Uzbek language, but today, that's still a first-generation church. There used to be Russian churches, you know, Russian-speaking churches in the area, a few churches there in the cities, but there were no Kyrgyz, no Kazakh churches. Now, of course, lots of Russians have migrated to Russia and to other countries, but now they are Kazakh, Kyrgyz churches. It's the first generation. So you talk with the people, they are, most of the people I know, they are first generation believers. And so in the West and here in Australia, I think it's common to you also that elderly people pray for their children, their grandchildren, you know. So there, it's the other way around. You hear more often kids, young people praying for their parents and grandparents. So it's much more difficult for the elderly people to accept the Lord, you accept Christ, you know, than the younger people. Younger people are much more open, you know. So they are more kind of free-thinking, and so they are open to get to know. And then the elderly people, they say, well, I'm a Kyrgyz. I have to be Muslim. You know, so in that sense, and so that's our tradition, our culture, you know, and so on. So for that reason, it's interesting, like in Western Europe, so you hear more like elderly people praying for young people. There, it's the other way around. Most of our people that are now behind the microphone share the good news, do the talk shows. They could be my kids or even grandkids. So, and I rejoice in it. It's such a blessing to see the next generations really take up the baton and share the gospel. They do it in many other ways than we did, you know. In the radio ministry, in the media ministry, we're talking, you know, we are getting away from preaching and more sharing, you know, kind of talk radio, because the messages, the sermons, people now can hear things to COVID, you know, so most of the churches, you know, have the sermons available also, you know, on air. And so those who have an interest, we connect our listeners to the churches, to the local churches. There are not too many in Central Asia. Let's have the next picture. So put the button so that the cars might drive. So a couple of years in 19, actually, my friend in the U.S., so he said, well, let's do some off-roading. And Kyrgyzstan has lots of mountains. Over 90% are tall mountains. You have over 7,000-meter tall mountains, you know, there. And, of course, you know, there are lots of passes and so. And we dared to go over some passes, some we couldn't make it even, you know, so. But it was good. You know, all those mountains, the mountains, they are valleys. And that's where the towns, cities are. And that's where we broadcast, and that's where the people are. And so that used to be the pass from north to south Kyrgyzstan, because the big railroad and the ways, they were via Uzbekistan, but now they are borders, so that they made a tunnel there, but we couldn't make it, you know. So we tried to go off and we couldn't make it. There was still in July too much snow on top, and so we had to use a tunnel. But basically, pardon me? Yeah, well, this was a close. We tried to. We could make it. We had to go down and then go through the tunnel, you know. So, but it was fun, you know. So off-roading is actually fun. I don't know if some of you have dared to do that. It is fun. My wife said always, you know, bless her heart, she's with the Lord now. But she said, you know, can you imagine, you know, you why are you doing that? You've rolled off, and then the big news will be Rudy, you know, the missionary, you know, he had fun and fell into from a cliff. So, but anyway, you know, we are humans, you know, we want to dare things, you know, and so on, we do things. But I'm saying God gives us ambitions to do something. If we wouldn't have those guts, you know, those ambitions, we would not go to Siberia, we would not go to the Far East, you know, they wouldn't go to Thailand, you know, or to some ends of the world. But the going is, the feet, you know, they are beautiful feet, you know, so, yeah, let's go. Let's go out of our comfort zone and share the good news. Share Christ. Because Christ, in Christ, there is salvation. In Christ, we experience salvation. Let's have the next picture. The next one. So let's listen to this.
I'm grow up in Talas. And 25 years ago, I moved to capital city, Bishkek. We bring the radio FEBC in Talas City, where I live my relatives, my mom. When we walking the Talas street, I met my old friends. They share, hey, Ulan, hi, how are you? Hey, we are listening your radio. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is so happiness for me. We can share good news. We can share gospel about Jesus for all of Talas region. Thank you, FEBC. Thank you for all our supporters and donors. Thank you very much.
Well, he has quite limited English, but this guy used to be the head of the national TV, you know, so incredible story, you know, so I could tell you story after story, you know, so how he became a follower of Christ, and now, of course, he does a talk show also, you know, and so on, talks about Jesus, and you have to understand that 99.9% are not followers of Christ yet in the whole country, and we share it. We can do 24/7 on a network of 6 FM stations, which reaches, so basically most Kyrgyz people, 2/3 of the Kyrgyzstan people can listen to us regularly via FM. And of course, the total, every Kyrgyz people, you know, all the Kyrgyz people in the country and outside of the country could listen to us on social media, you know. So we use the social media. That's a future for the young people. Everybody runs around with a smartphone, you know, and so on, has access, and we have apps, you know, so people can listen regularly to live talk shows. And we talk about all kinds of issues from Christ-centered, you know, kind of follow up, you know. So Ulan Beck does a special program for men, you know. So especially the men, you know, that's it's lots of domestic abuse is still there, you know. 15,000 girls are being kidnapped into marriage in Kyrgyzstan alone, you know, just 6+ million people. But of course, much is arranged, you know, but lots of it's really abuse, you know, and so on. And so there are lots of challenges, lots of issues, and we know that the answer is Jesus. Isa Masih, you know, and him we can experience salvation. So let's have the next picture. No, the next one. So, like lately, of course, you have heard lots about Ukraine, you know, Ukraine and Russia. It's a sad story. I really didn't believe that will happen on February 24th, but it did. So, and we have lots of work in Ukraine. Ukraine has many more Christians, you know. So actually, Ukraine was a kind of a Bible belt, you know. So from there, most of the Russian-speaking missionaries, the best missionaries, came from Ukraine, you know, from Moldova and went to Siberia and to other places and also Central Asia. And now, of course, we started in the 90s there, you know, in Ukraine. We had in Slavyansk studio, which is now being, you know, rockets are flying there in the eastern Ukraine and then in Chernivtsi. But lately, last year, let's have the next picture. Let's stay on this one. So So basically, Kyiv and Zaporozhye now doing the wartime. Just about a month, 2 months ago, we started a new station. We had in total 8 FM stations in Ukraine. A new station in Zaporozhye. You probably have heard the city Zaporozhye, you know, where the nuclear power plant is. It's quite dangerous there. But we are broadcasting there 24/7. And of course, like the live broadcast comes out, most of our people from Slavyansk, from eastern Ukraine, and also Kyiv, they went to Chernivtsi, to the west Ukraine. So from where the talk show, the people are, you know, on their broadcasts and so on, with a new technology, this is possible. And the eastern part of Ukraine, of course, you know, a number of stations have been shut down due to the war situation. But there's still, Slavyansk is still on air, I hope, you know, today even, you know, so. And then we also got an FM frequency for Kyiv, for the capital. So we have a studio, we have a new studio, we just dedicated it in October last year. I was there, was great, great people. Let's have the next picture. Shastya, joy. You know, in the midst of war, even in the midst of tears, people losing their lives, and there is still the joy of salvation. And why I use this term joy now? Because Shastya means joy in Ukrainian and Russian. So, and there is true joy of salvation in the midst of a war. It's hard to grasp, but it's the reality. And our people, our young people, they share the gospel. This is our Edward on the left. He's our national director. On the right, he's a program director. I could tell you about Max, you know, stories. He grew up in Chernobyl. He actually was born in Chernobyl during that accident. You remember? In 86, and so, and Edward, he is, I remember I was still working with his father. I remember him as a little boy running around in Slavyansk in eastern Ukraine. Now he's in the western part. They had to run away, you know, from the war station. But let's have the next picture. So here's a map of Ukraine. Ukraine, of course, is a new country, but the last 30 years, very, very, like 40-some million people, you know, so that's a large country. And there you see the dots, that's where we have FM stations, like the Zaporozhye, the red one, that's new. And Kyiv, I haven't put it on, you know, but we have an FM station there. On the west, like Chernivtsi, that's where our main studio now is, like more secure. And that is, we buy airtime on the local stations, but we don't have our own stations. But then the east, like the triangled ones, they are now shut down, you know, like bombed. And so in Slavyansk might be still on air, you know, but no, our people had to run to there, so they're refugees now. Let's have the next picture. So let's give you a little bit of insight, and I let Ina talk for herself.
Ina is the most effective evangelist on FEBC's team. She is popular both online and on the air. Her passionate love for Jesus shines through everything she does. Very often, Ina meets her listeners personally. They used to come to FEBC's Kyiv Evangelism Center almost every day. Today, Ina broadcasts from the western city of Vinnytsia, and she travels to other cities to meet her listeners, promote FEBC, and lead many to Christ.
I like meeting listeners, and it is such a big blessing to me to have a cup of coffee with them and to tell them what Christ means to me. Then we pray. Often they pray the sinner's prayer with me, but my main goal is to connect them with the local churches in their city. It was but God's providence that for the past 2 years we worked tirelessly and making strong relationship with more than 160 churches throughout Ukraine.
Every day, Ina spends hours broadcasting to the people of Ukraine. She talks about peace, about the future, instilling faith into her listeners. And she is teaching them to pray by praying with them, naturally, leading by example. As Ina's regular fans are now scattered throughout Eastern Europe, new listener audiences are growing in Moldova, Romania, Poland, the Czech Republic, and other countries. Please pray that God will continue to use Ina mightily in the months to come.
Well, Ina is just one of the broadcasters. You know, we have a staff of young people there that do the sharing, you know, like all these verbs, you know, this cell cycle of missions. And Ukraine, of course, is in our hearts, and we are praying for them. So, like, we use all kinds of, like, in Ukraine, we are known, FEBC is known as Radio M, you saw that, you know, we use a M that's a starts, opportunity starts with an M, and Ukrainian peace starts with an M, so we play the letter M. But in Russian language, it's teos.fm. So if you meet Russians or Ukrainians, Ukrainians, for example, you can say Radio M.ua, stands for Ukraine, so they can download the app and listen to it on a regular basis, even here in Australia, you know. So, and so in Kyrgyz language, we have Radio K, you know, and so on. So Nazar FM in Kazakhstan. So we use all kinds of names. So we try to be nationals to nationals as possible. And so we reach out to them. So let's have the next picture.
Как вы знаете, сегодня российская армия напала на Украину.
As you know, Russian army invaded Ukraine today.
И сейчас я записываю это видео у себя дома.
And right now I'm recording this video at my home.
Где в другой комнате спят две моих дочери.
Where our children is, they are sleeping right now.
Мы хотим, чтобы в нашей стране был мир.
We want to have peace in our country.
Я не хочу прятаться в бомбоубежищах.
I don't want to hide in bomb shelters.
As you can see, I'm recording this video from a bomb shelter. And really, we communicate with many people. I'm making online broadcasting on Instagram, on TikTok.
Позволь мне помолиться за тебя. Третья книга Сарс, 5 глава, 4 стих. Но теперь Господь мой Бог дал мне покой со всех сторон, и нет ни противника, ни бездны.
Yeah, like Igor, you know, the TikTok, you know, the style of TikTok, he runs and says, let me pray for you, you know, and so on. And of course, you know, people in situations like that want to be prayed for, you know, so we use TikTok and everything else possible, you know, and sharing the good news. And of course, you know, the counseling, helping listeners, you know, saving children, helping mothers. So Ukraine is very much in the news today. And we try to, we of course, and I know that believers, you know, and Australia also pray for Ukraine. We also need to pray for Russia, you know, they are in a terrible situation, you know, especially our people also, they have a hard time, so you can get up to 15 years prison for just calling it war. So it's according to the officials, it's only an operation, you know, kind of. So somebody joked like Lev Tolstoy, you know, peace, war and peace should be renamed Operation and Peace now. But that's a kind of a joke, you know. So, but anyway, so people are really struggling, you know, and we pray that it will come to an end sooner rather than later. But in the midst of these, people are coming to know the Lord. And that is the beauty of it. Let's have the next picture. So, like, this is a stadium in Kyiv, you know, in Ukraine, and I always like this picture. Oh, okay, I don't know how many, 40, 50,000 people, you know, in a stadium. It's a huge. Can you imagine you would have a chance to share the gospel there, Matt, the Pastor Matt, you know? That would be exciting, wouldn't that? So, but now, next picture. Like, make times 100, not 100, hundreds. That's the number of people we are reaching daily. Daily. And the social media, you can see it. Sometimes we have, sometimes our talk shows, they say, more than 1 million people are now listening to me. So it's amazing what God allows us to do. You know, the opportunities that we have with media, with social media, we used to say, one of our slogans was Christ to the world by radio. Now we changed it, Christ to the world by media, because it's changing so much. But I like that from the old days, from the late 40s when FABC started, Far East Broadcasting started, that basically it is not Christianity, not an ideology, not a religion. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. He's in the center. Christ to the people. And Him is salvation. Not in any ism, you know. So it's in Christ. Jesus is our Savior, and He is our Lord. Let's have the next picture. I think that's my song, yeah? So, you don't mind if I sing another song? Okay. It is a prayer, you know, from my Orthodox friend. You know, he is a priest, but he became a believer, you know, and now writes songs, and I like it. You know, in this prayer, it's a longer song, but I will just play maybe one or two stanzas. And I think each one of us, every one of us, can find himself or herself in this prayer. Милосердный отец, слабый немощен я, как несчастный слепец, я хожу без тебя. Ты мой ум просвети благодатью живой, дай мне радость в пути по пустыне земной. Пред тобою, Отец, я склоняюсь с мольбой и пришел в твой чертог с обнаженной душой. Видишь, славы мои, они страшно болят, и страдания от них о грехах говорят. Ты блуднице простил, пощади и меня, хоть я часто грешил до последнего дня, хоть я часто грешил до последнего дня. Из нужды, нищеты мне исход укажи, и в несчастье, беде ты меня поддержи. Ты создал все вокруг, в том числе и меня. Ты же знаешь, Отец, я ничто без тебя. Сколько раз я сознал, о тебе забывал, сколько раз падал я, столько ты поднимал, сколько раз падал я, столько ты поднимал. Грешен я пред тобой, мироздание Творец, пощади ты меня, милосердный Отец. Без любви ведь Твоей не смогу я дойти, помоги мне, Отец, адских мук избежать. Помоги выполнять только волю Твою, чтоб Тебя, мой Отец, вечно видеть в раю, чтоб тебя, мой Отец, вечно видеть в раю.
Let's all just stretch out our hands and let's pray for Rudy today and for FEBC. I've been so inspired to hear of the work they're doing. Father God, we just thank you for Rudy and for the incredible legacy and the ministry of FEBC, reaching into all these unreached nations with the gospel, seeing that young girl in Ukraine on TikTok and on the radio and praying the sinner's prayer with her listeners, having a coffee with them. So beautiful to see this army that's being raised up who are sharing the gospel in these nations. So Father, we just join in faith today, and we pray that you'll bless this ministry. We pray you'll continue to open doors, that they'll switch on more radio stations and have more people sharing the gospel. We're believing for a mighty harvest in this ministry. We bless them in the name of Jesus. In your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Thank you so much, Rudy. God bless you. And